Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So my first question is centered around coffee. I know that, 2012, you know, we started talking more about the health benefits of drinking coffee and the antioxidants that are in it. And some of the research was pointing towards the fact that maybe coffee could help people to lose weight. And I know at Life Extension we even talked about that a little bit based on some of that research. But a very famous doctor got into a little bit of trouble with some of the way he was phrasing some of the research results. And so this is where the question comes from, and here it is. Dr. Oz went before a congressional committee where he was ridiculed for promoting coffee as a weight loss supplement. But isn't there some research showing it is good for weight loss? Thanks, Terry. Well, Terry, yeah, okay, so yes, there is some research, small studies showing some weight loss benefit with green coffee bean extract. And it has to be, you know, formulated in the correct way. So according to the research, the green coffee bean extract needs to be at least 50% chlorogenic acid. That's the key compound, the key antioxidant. I thought I could remember the dose, and it eludes me. I don't know. I just forgot it. But I want to say 100 milligrams. Yeah, so 100 milligrams of green coffee extract, 50% of that, 50 milligrams being chlorogenic acid. I think that was the right dose and ratio. And it did. It did show some benefit to weight loss. But Terry, what's important to know, the research really wasn't weight loss research, though. It was more looking at the ability of chlorogenic acid to help people metabolize sugar, right? And the theory is this, and it's not well worked out, right? But this is the general theory, and I think it's with more research, this will pan out to be correct. You know, when you have elevated blood sugar and you have elevated insulin, that it kind of just disrupts the ability of the cell to metabolize that sugar properly into energy. And what you end up doing is you end up storing more of that sugar as fat. I mean, sugar can convert into fat. Matter of fact, the way your body likes to store excess calories, no matter what the source is fat. That's why our bodies love making fat. And so when you have elevated sugar, if you don't burn it, basically, just to keep it simple, if you don't burn it, you store it as fat. I mean, that's kind of the theory, and we're still working that out, but there is a relationship, association between insulin issues, sugar issues, and body fat. We know that. We see that, and that's, it's a very basic theory. If you don't burn it, you store it. And so the original research was really looking at chlorogenic acid's ability to improve insulin sensitivity so that insulin can drive the sugar inside the cell more so the cell can burn it as energy more. There's even some evidence that chlorogenic acid could block some of the enzymes that turn the sugar into fat. And so that's really what the research was. And the research did show a benefit to sugar. When subjects were given, you know, the green coffee bean extract, 50% chlorogenic acid, you know, the proper formulation, it did improve insulin sensitivity. It did decrease blood sugar levels. And ultimately, there was some weight loss. Where I think Dr. Oz got into trouble was maybe how he was phrasing it. It wasn't that you know, he was looking at the research correctly, but you know, being on national television trying to keep the attention of people, he was saying things like, you know, is this the next weight loss cure, the next miracle, that kind of stuff. And I think that's what this congressional committee, who was tied to the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, with that's what they were having issues with. It was more about consumer, you know, being the advocate of the consumer, just wanting more more honesty in reporting some of this research. So green coffee bean extract was associated with some weight loss. It was. There is some support of that. But it's not a miracle. It's not a cure. it's just, there is no miracle or cure. And I think that's where Dr. Oz really got into trouble. So we do at Life Extension, we promote green coffee bean extract. We're shying away from that whole weight loss thing because we just don't want to go there. So we're focusing just more on the benefits to healthy metabolism and healthy sugar management. And that's awesome. I want to go into another question here. This is not Terry's question, but it was one that I found in my list, kind of taken off with this coffee idea. The question is what type of coffee is best to drink for its health benefits? Now, I'm gonna make an assumption in answering this question. I don't think this person is asking about, you know, the type of bean itself. Or whether it's French or Colombia or whatever, or wherever. I think what they're referring to is dark roast, light roast, that kind of thing. Because we know that when you take a plant, like, you know, coffee bean, you know, you take that coffee bean and you pluck it off the plant, that's the beginning of processing. And every time, you know, every level of processing you do to get to a final product, whether it's a capsule or a cup of coffee, that's all processing. It's levels of processing and at each level you lose some of the antioxidants. So I think the question really is, what's the best way for me to drink my coffee daily and retain all those antioxidants? Did you guys know that most Americans get most of their antioxidants from coffee? Most Americans get most of their antioxidants from coffee. And that's not a bad thing. There's a lot of good antioxidants in coffee. That's not a bad thing. Maybe there's a lot of caffeine in there, but a little caffeine's not going to get you. A couple cups of coffee a day is probably perfectly fine, as long as you're not sensitive to it. So it's not a bad source of antioxidant. I just find it interesting that that's where we're getting most of our antioxidants. But yeah, so if you start with the coffee bean and you pluck it off the plant, you pick it, that's processing. And then you dry it, that's processing. And then you roast it, that's processing. And then you brew it, that's processing. So you're going to be losing those antioxidants like chlorogenic acid, the key antioxidant that we're really focused on in research. You're going to lose that. You're going to decrease the amount of that chlorogenic acid along the line of processing. How much, I don't know, But the more you do it, the more you lose. So, you know, you might think that a dark roast, a real heavy dark roast coffee, has more antioxidants in it. That's completely the opposite. That dark roast, actually, the bean itself went under more roasting, which means you lose some of the chlorogenic acid. And so the even though it's a dark roast, the roasting process itself has diminished chlorogenic acid. So the deeper, the darker the roast, the less the antioxidants. So you might want to do a mild roast. You know, a more mild coffee probably has retained more of those antioxidants. So I think that's what the question was. So what is the best type of coffee to drink? A mild, light roasted coffee. That would be the best way to do it. That's going to retain most of the antioxidants. Now, of course, the amount of chlorogenic acid you're getting from drinking coffee is probably not all that high. To get the 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams to have an effect on sugar, you probably do need to take a capsule. So you drink a couple cups of a light roast and you take a capsule of green coffee bean extract, 50% chlorogenic acid. That's probably the best way to do it. And that way you're going to get benefit to metabolism, sugar, and according to the studies, maybe a little bit of a weight effect. Not a miracle. Not going to say that, but it may help. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.